Good Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 147. Someone once said, love yourself first, and everything falls in line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. That is very, very true. You have to say, I am important, but why am I important? Because Hashem made me important, because I was born here. I have a mission to do. I have a holy soul. So I'm important. This is very different than the narcissistic, unhealthy self-love of the culture that we live in, which is born out of selfishness. Here, this love is because you cannot love Hashem if you don't recognize the spark of Hashem within you to love yourself because of that. That is a very important yesod. Self-care, in this sense, is not laziness. Pampering yourself could be laziness, selfishness, narcissistic, but self-care in a healthy way is not laziness, not selfish. You take care of yourself, u'shmartem es nafshei seichem, means both your body and your soul, because you are worth the effort. You make a health a priority because Hashem gave you your body as a pikadon to take care of and your emotional states to take care of. Self-care should not be seen as work. It's a concept that will be liberating yourself from self-doubt. If you ignore healthy self-care, you will suffer in the long run. Now, part of self-care is doing hard things too. Self-care doesn't mean just sitting on a couch and eating nash and watching a TV show. Self-care could sometimes be difficult things. One of those bit difficult things is being proactive, not to procrastinate, which we're going to talk a lot pertaining to not procrastinating. Another person once said as follows, there are people who make things happen and there are people who watch things happen. And there are people who wonder what happened. To be successful, you need to be the person who makes things happen. Not a stira to betachen. Einoid mulvadai. Hashem does everything. He's in control of everything. We do nothing. But the keli, the hishtadlus and the keli for it, we need to do what Hashem requires us to do. That proactiveness does not only not contradict bitachin, it's part of bitachin. Trusting in Hashem that He controls everything and you're just making the moves when you need to. But when Hashem requires you to make those moves, you need to make those moves. That's proactiveness. That's healthy proactiveness. The opposite of that is being reactive. When you're reactive, you tend to blame or feel controlled by others, and we tend to wait for life to give us what we want rather than taking charge of satisfying what we need to accomplish. People with a high degree of healthy self-esteem tend to be proactive, whereas those with a victim mentality who feel controlled by factors outside of themselves tend to be reactive. Bitachin is not being reactive. You're being proactive. You're trusting Hashem, and then you're doing what you need to do. This is the famous thing I saw from Rav Avigdor Miller. I came once between Mincha and Ma'ariv before his 8:30 Thursday night shiur. See, there was a Mincha at 8, I think, and then there was 8:15. Mincha was over, and from 8:15 to 8:30 before he began his Thursday night shiur, which took place from 8:30 to 10, he spoke, gave his shiur on Chayav Salvavus at a certain point. And I was there a little early, and I heard him give the shiur. And then he started singing with a niggun, money doesn't grow on trees. And he explained that concept. You have to be proactive. Hashem is the one who provides, yes, but you still have to make the keli. So the idea of using even your language, your self-talk, in a way that's proactive versus reactive. Reactive is when you blame others. Proactive means when you take responsibility for your own choices. Reactive is saying, I can't. Proactive is saying, I can. Reactive is saying, I should. Proactive is saying, I will. Reactive is saying, I have to. Proactive is saying, I choose to. Reactive means, is saying, he made me cry. Proactive means, I cried when he said that. Reactive means, I wish I had a better job. Proactive means, I need to learn to be more satisfied with my job or look for another job. Proactive puts the responsibility on yourself. And here comes the topic of people that have low self-esteem have trouble doing, and that's not procrastinating. And we all have this issue, yours truly as well. It is difficult not to procrastinate. Masilsi Sharm has it in when he talks about Zerizus, which is alacrity and diligence, versus Atzlus, which is laziness. And he goes through this, how we procrastinate. He explains it beautifully. It takes not one drop of sweat to put off doing anything. Most of us are procrastinators. But what happens is with procrastinating, anxieties build and build and build. Right? You say, I know I should be doing this, or I'll get it around to it later. And when you put it off like that, you know, you could blame outside surfaces, forces, but it's really you. You are putting it off. And you don't want to feel the discomfort. You endure by putting it off, but we do. One famous person said, you have a choice. Either you pay now and play later, or play now and pay later. Which means like this in simple English. Pay now means you do what you need to do now because you know you need to do it, and you don't procrastinate, and you do it even though it's hard. And you play later means you enjoy the fruits of that labor later, or the other way around. The other way around is you play now, meaning you just enjoy yourself now and don't do those things that you really know you should be doing, but you'll pay later. Sooner or later, you're going to pay. Everyone does. Procrastination is very, very common. And putting off things when you need to do it is difficult. You know, just to say, I hope things work out, you could have a tochen and you could hope with certain things, yes. It's better shav al tasa, not to do with something. But when you know and it's clear Hashem requires you to do something, you can't just say, I hope things will work out. Hashem is saying, you want things to work out, do what you need to do. Don't just say, I hope things work out. Or I wish things were better. Or maybe it'll be okay. No, you keep you are proactive. And if you feel your hands are tied, you talk to Hashem and you daven, and that's your proactivity at that moment. You have to know Hashem made you strong. Hashem made you capable. You have the ability to not be just static or inertia. Inertia means that you just stay where you are, or I'll wait and it'll get better. People do this in marriage a lot. I'll wait and it'll get better. But it's not good to do that. Firstly, of course, you daven and you take baby steps, even if you don't know how to accomplish everything, but the little baby steps that you could do to improve your circumstance, your events, and so on, you do. The way procrastination works is it's the art of keeping up with yesterday or avoiding today. There's certain things that you want to do, not because others have told you that you to do it, but because they're your deliberate choices. And resolving to do something in the future, which you could do now, is an acceptable substitute for doing it and permits you to delude yourself that you are not compromising yourself by not doing what you have set out to do. Procrastination is like an excuse. Like, I know I must do that, but I'm really afraid that I might not do it well, or I won't like doing it. So I'm telling myself that I'll do it in the future. Then I don't have to admit to myself that I'm not going to do it. So very often you say to yourself, I'll do it tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. In the meantime, you really have no interest in doing it tomorrow either. You're not going to do it tomorrow. It's a convenient reasoning that can be brought up to play when you are faced with something that you need to do that is unpleasant or difficult. I'll do it tomorrow is like saying no. There are degrees of procrastination. Some people, you can put off things at to a certain point and then complete things just before the deadline. Some people actually thrive by being pressured, and then they produce their best work under pressure when there's a deadline. But for most of us, it does not work. That's a self-delusion in the most of us for that. Because if you allow yourself time, if you only allow yourself the minimum amount of time to get your work done, you'll have sloppy results, usually. But don't say, I don't have enough time. Very often you have plenty of time. Busy people get the things done too. But if you spend time complaining about how much you have to do, that's also procrastination, by the way, complaining on that you have so much to do, then you don't have a present moment time to do it. Another bad midah of procrastinators is they're critical. Our culture is full of critics. You pay people to criticize. As you observe yourself and people around you, see how much is criticism. Why? Why? Because it's easier to talk about how someone else did and not talk about yourself. But the real excellent people that achieved a lot in this world are what we call doers, champions. They don't sit around criticizing others. What do? They roll up their sleeves. And they're busy doing. They work. They help others who are not as talented. That is the idea. Constructive criticism is healthy. But if you choose the role of observing from the outside and being critical, rather than a doer to do something, then you're not growing. You may be using your criticism to absolve yourself from the responsibility of your own ineffectiveness. What you're doing is you're projecting on others who are really making the effort, and you're sitting back and just criticizing. But you need to learn to ignore that. Ignore the fault finders, ignore the self-appointed critics. Recognize that behavior in yourself. Try to eliminate that procrastination concept. By the way, the procrastination concept is the concept of mochar that Amalek had. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. And that is the poison of procrastination that we have to avoid at all costs. Bracha v'atzlacha, and we'll have a wonderful Shabbos.